Welcome back, everyone, to our Groundskeeper Chat series. I'm your host, Meg Kruger, and today I invite one of my favorite guests back to the channel, Abby McNeil with Denver Parks and Recs. This time, we're talking strategic staffing solutions. So Abby joined me down in Savannah during the SFMA conference to talk about some of the ways that she not only attracts new employees, but retains them as well. So we talk about how important it is to empower employees right from day one in order to take ownership of the job and have accountability with what they're doing. We talk about how important it is to find a good fit for new employees so that their job is rewarding and purposeful right off the bat. Abby shares some of the unique pools that she dips into of eligible employees in order to get her staffing numbers right. And we also talk about some of the solutions that she implements in order to create a work-life balance among employees. So like I said, Abby's going to provide you with tangible, actionable solutions that you could start putting into practice today. But if you're looking for more from Abby, this is actually her third appearance on the channel. So if you go way back into our archives, you'll see us talk about justifying costs and labor with Abby on the series. And she's also featured in our Women in Turf panel discussion. So plenty of ways to get the fruitful advice that Abby always gives. So without further ado, I will let Abby take it away. This is Strategic Solutions for Staffing. Welcome back, everyone. We are live from SFMA 2022. I am joined by Abby McNeil. And Abby, I have to thank you right off the bat. You've been an advocate of this series since day one. You were one of my first guests when this was taking place in the baby's nursery.
Yes, I remember.
And now
that.
We're here. And so, you know, you've right from the beginning, you've been a support system for this, and so I have to thank you to start.
Well, it's my pleasure, and I really appreciate you doing it. I mean, all of the podcasts have been phenomenal, and it's just highlighting all the great things we're doing in the industry. So thank you for having me here today, as well as earlier.
Of course, and you know, it's an easy industry to highlight, and we saw that a little bit yesterday. We're going to talk about your opening general session that you were joined with Dr. Sorokin and Andrew Miller of Rentsville Turf, and you guys were talking about, you know, It's an issue. It's not something to avoid talking about, but the labor shortage in the industry and you know, strategic solutions to kind of get staff into the industry. So, you know, you brought up a lot of them. But let's just start with, you know, how you guys were strategic in 2021 with the Denver Parks and Rec and really making sure that, you know, you talked a lot about retention, some of those strategies behind that.
The biggest thing I can do is I can give a shout out to our supervisor and our full-time staff that go after people of all ages and diversities that want to give to our athletic program. I mean, they really drive it. We've worked over years to create a really good job announcement and recruitment part of it with our HR department to really get it out into the communities at all different levels to really try to bring those community people, can't call them all kids because they're not all young, that want to give back. We talk about all the things that we can do and the difference we can make and just really highlight what our program is about, and our retention is at least 60%. It's one of the best retentions throughout all of the park system in Denver, is that we really get people to come back. Why? None of us can pinpoint it. I actually talked to my supervisor who's here afterwards, And we can't pinpoint why they keep coming back. So we're doing something right. And if I can answer that, I'll follow up with you afterwards I get back. But we use them to train the new hires. And we continue to reiterate best practices with them and then have them train. I mean, we're sending these people out unsupervised across the city with a truck and a trailer typically. And here's these many fields you have to take care of. Yeah. And after a few weeks of them doing it, we try to pair up the returnees with the new ones and stuff. We find the right mix for the two of them. They instantly start taking pride in all of it. They start doing those extra little things when they're out there. Now they're the ownership comes.
Yeah.
And that's what helps, is whether they live on that side of town or not, they're owning every time they go back and visit that ball field or wherever we're working. So I think it stirs itself.
Yeah.
So.
And you know, I met with Michael Serenine, and I feel like I always butcher his name, so hopefully I got it right that time. Something that really stood out to me in his, you know, in just his reflection of the job was that empowerment element. Mm-hmm. That from day one, you guys are empowering your crew to take ownership, take pride in the gig. And I mean, just from an outsider's perspective, I'm sure that plays into their retention. And then also something you said about that community give back.
Yep.
Making that, you know, branding that into the gig, I think is really important. That, you know, nothing about sports turf is an easy 9-to-5. It's not a clock in, clock out operation. And so branding it really that this is your opportunity to be seen in your community in a unique way. And I think that, you know, just as an outsider, like I said, that's maybe where some of the retention is coming from, because I'm not in sports turf and I would love to work for you. So
you can come out anytime you want to take a vacation. I'll put the baby over there and we'll make it work. And I appreciate that. I mean, we really want them to take ownership. It's exactly right. And Mike does a great job. Mm-hmm. And if something's not going right, we stop it right in its tracks. I mean, we might reposition somebody. I mean, we have crews that do the day-to-day line and drags for our infields. We have crews that go out and paint athletic fields. And we try to find a balance of where does this person really belong? Where are their strengths? Can they measure out a field and string it and line it to the standards that we want? Or are they better off on a ball field and spinning the infield? Mm-hmm. And if it's really not working, then we just kind of have a come to moment and just move on and go find the next person.
Yep.
And you don't want that. I'm very fortunate when I got with the city that we were pushing the hiring range mm-hmm. from a hourly rate that I can offer. And so we push it. I want the best that I can get for the dollar value I can get. I try to meet with the teams as they come in. I mentioned that yesterday because I want them to know I'm behind them. Mm-hmm. And if something's not right, my door's open, come find me. But I also go out in the field and try to thank them. I may not remember all their names because we could have like 3 Tylers.
Yep.
Or 3 Nathans or 2. But I know who they are, and I try mm-hmm. to make sure that they see that I value what they do every day and make that connection. I'm just not the boss somewhere in a corner and mm-hmm. not seen. I want to be seen with them, and I want to talk about it. If we have an issue, I'm in there talking to them. I'm talking to all of them. So you're talking about some of the work-life balance. We actually go after hiring like a Tuesday through Saturday shift and a Sunday through Thursday shift,
okay,
which is a little off. We do hire a few Monday through Friday, but we have both. You know, we play 7 days a week.
Yeah.
So we go after those 2 non-traditional schedules.
Yeah.
Just so that everybody can do it, and we sell it. You could have a day of the week and a weekend day off, but you're not going to get all of it together. So it is different, but you know, they recruit each other.
Yep. And you mentioned that a lot in the session, that a referral program of sorts. Like, hey, if you like this job, why not bring a friend along and get to ride alongside them and do the job? I think that's such a you know, that's something that a lot of places would even, like, hinder on. Like, oh, I don't want you and all your, you know, your friends in here. But to really take advantage of that and be like, hey, bring a friend along. What could be better for someone coming out of high school or in college and want to spend the summer with their friends and make money for it?
Yeah, we've had one gentleman that comes to mind. I think he's on year 6 with us. But he took a break and went to college on the opposite side of the state. College really wasn't working for him, or you know, something brought him back into town. Come to find out, he actually was finishing his college degree online, but working with us.
Awesome.
He came back and instantly took over, and it just the dynamics of having somebody return after a break and just him continuing to see the progress we were making in all mm-hmm. of our fields was good. We try to expose him to the line painting, the day-to-day line and drags, as well as our renovation team. We do a lot of in-house renovations, so we try to really show all the impact that we're making.
Oh, yeah.
And like I preach to my full-time staff as well as to the seasonal staff, is we're going to make a difference in the communities. We're renovating fields that haven't been renovated other than maybe some general maintenance since the day they were built. And they need the love. And my staff always comes back, I was out there laser grading this or tilling this up, and the community people came over and said thank you.
Yeah.
And so that they're just seeing it. We're being out in front of the citizens that provide our budget. So that's good. And all the kudos go to that team, to Mike and all of his staff and the seasonals. As a whole in parks, I don't know that every other maintenance district in Denver is marketing it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to try to find the people that are in the community to give back, but you can't limit it there.
100%. And a lot of your data points come from those community members. So especially when they're coming out from day one and seeing where it's starting at, and you know, when you guys come back a year later and ask them, hey, how was this experience, for it to have that longevity, that life cycle, I'm sure is really important. And you know, you and I have talked about those data points a lot in the past, and really using them to support your bottom line.
Yep.
You know, if somebody's pushing back on why you need this piece of equipment or an extra crew member, go to those end user groups, as you've said, and
say this is why we need it. These people in the community want that. Does that play into like finding staff in any way? Like, as far as use, how do you utilize the community to, you know, recruit or find staff in that element?
I guess the only thing that I've done that's close to that, because I probably haven't thought of it that way. So you just gave me an idea. So nice. Thank you for saying it that way. Is we use our rec centers too.
Yeah.
You know, we post our job in rec centers to try to engage the youth that are in there or a retiree, mm-hmm. And try to get them involved, just say that this is available. I don't know that we do it enough, but we try to push through that. Mm-hmm. We put it out on every market that we possibly can. I never thought I would look for a job on Craigslist, but our HR department puts it on Craigslist. Yep. I mean, to me, that's where you buy a used sofa or something, a bicycle.
Gotta get creative out there.
Yeah. And I think it works. You know, again, we dialed in what the job description is and really try to go find the person that can best fit it.
I mean, that's just a square one approach, just going in and writing a coherent, concise job description that really is going to resonate with somebody that is looking for a place where they could belong on a team. Yep. So you mentioned that you post it at the rec centers, you're really getting it in front of the community. You know, the referral program, and you also kind of talked about dipping into some interesting pools of, you know, what maybe people wouldn't think about as far as, you know, eligible employees. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it got brought up, and I believe it was Tyler that brought it up, and mm-hmm. they were using, re-entering into the community.
Yep.
A few years ago, we did it in our parks maintenance staff. It wasn't on my team, but I was a part of some of those re-entry mm-hmm. folks that came in, and it's giving them another chance. Mm-hmm. It's helping them get their life restarted. I got some great people out of it, and I managed through some challenging people through it.
Of course.
But if we can help bridge that connection throughout our parks maintenance, It is. I mean, we try to limit how many we take on because you just don't know what you're going to get. I mean,
of course.
A gentleman who had to find a ride every day to work. And mm-hmm. we weren't on public transportation. It's like, well, maybe this isn't the right fit, so where do you live? Maybe we can shift you over to another maintenance group in parks. Mm-hmm. And then it's just, you know, staying the course and kind of getting a feel for it and really training them up how they can make that impact that they want.
Of course.
So that's one of them that we've used. I mean, any job I get, I post on every industry thing regionally. Just to get it out there. You never know how you're going to be found.
Mm-hmm. So where do you know, looking to the future with all of this in mind, ways to recruit people, way to get people involved, what has you feeling the most hopeful about our industry? You know, after spending a few days here at the SFMA.
Yeah, I'm getting the F in. Dropping the T and getting the F.
Yep. So what really has you hopeful just over the last couple of days?
You know, it's great to be back in person. Mm-hmm. I think the energy that we're all going to walk away with, even though we'll be tired, is what we needed as a group.
Yep.
We've been through a lot. I know in parks, we were the outlet, just like golf was. When Dr. Strachan talked about golf, just ran away with it because people could get that when COVID hit, parks were the same. Yep. Our trail use and our park count went up because people could be outside, they could have some space, they could enjoy just a breath of fresh air. And when we finally started having youth programming, that drove it up too. Mm-hmm. So I think just the re-energizing that we all are facing some of the same problems of staffing shortage. We all shared ideas. We keep sharing ideas. And I think really this is going to re-energize all our industry and our members, mm-hmm. As well as their teams, to just kind of, you know, keep going out and fighting the fight. You got through this part. We're all in it together. Mm-hmm. And we have each other again. I think that's just rejuvenating. And
definitely.
And to me, the energy's here. But, you know, I'm happy to be here in person. So.
Me too. And the last thing I wanted to touch on, we talked a little bit about it before the cameras started rolling, was really branding the crew around each field. That could possibly be another way to really get eyes on, you know, what you're doing in the community. Dr. Strachan brought it up during the general session. Talk a little bit about that and what the idea behind something like that could be.
I think it's a great idea. Mm-hmm. He was talking about coming up with like a QR reader where you could just have a landing page, and I don't know the technology. I grow grass. I manage people.
All the terminology was there, so
but I got the terminology and I kind of got the concept, but how it all connects, you know, out there. But what it is that you could do a snapshot, and then it would give you kind of the boots on the ground. It'd mm-hmm. give the story of the people behind the scenes. I try to teach us, we are elf and magic.
Yeah.
And when I say that to some of these guys, they're like, huh? I was like, well, you have to remember that's the Keebler in me. I mean, that was Keebler, you know, commercials, elf and magic. And I've always believed that sports surf managers do that. We pull off a lot when sees us. And I think that's our comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
So when my staff gets pulled aside, mm-hmm. they're embracing that extra compliment in front of the users.
Yeah.
And those are the, they're more the older generation in the community because they're home or they're retired or mm-hmm. there's a reason they're staying home or they have their grandkids. But to see something finally happening at their front door, I had one gentleman that got stopped every day he went out there. And it just, he embraced it the best he could.
Yeah.
But this lady continued to give him compliments. I mean, that's a win. You share, and I was like, share that with these people. When we hire people, use that as a pitch. When we get them in the door, tell them you're going to get those compliments.
Yeah.
And it's that balance. It's that's better than a pat on the back for me because I can only hire you at my rate.
Yep.
I'm not going to be able to give you bonuses after that.
So. Well, and I think that sometimes people are weary of, like, putting a face on the product because they think that, oh, maybe it's setting me up to be a liability in some sense. But from my experience and talking with, you know, leaders and people in the industry, it's really about getting that, you know, that pat on the back more so than it's not giving someone somebody to yell at.
I agree with that in that we have to use caution when we do it, but we have to find a way to promote it in the best way so it doesn't turn negative.
Yeah.
You know, really getting involved with our youth programming and our adult programming, they send out surveys after every program's done. We've gotten questions. Every year we add a couple more questions on field conditions and what improvements they might like to see. And the negative comments have gone way down because we're doing it right. And so I use that as validation to the team. But I also look like, all right, explain to me why they said it on this field.
Yeah.
Oh, yep, because we missed it. Okay, well, we go fix it. But I think we could do more of that in the community. And it's an idea I will take back to say, hey, could we do some self-promotion?
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be the right park in the right time.
Yep.
I'll just have to see how it works.
Well, thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
I apologize for the feedback a couple times, but always so eloquent and always a pleasure to be joined by you.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. I'm happy to help the industry. I'm doing what works in the moment. But it takes a team, and the team are all the people here. And we just have to keep supporting each other. So anything I can do to help this program and you guys go, get the message out there, I'm all for it.
Awesome.